Sorry, folks, I want to do more uploads, but only for showing you the proofs that the shooter's video footage is a fake. Had me the video removed by the fucktube Nazis, plus a strike and 1 week forbidden to make any more videos and upload them. The whole goddamn society is like a kindergarten, in collaboration with most women and their pinkless killers. Don't do that! Don't do this! Comply! Be a good boy! Follow the Ten Commandments! Or else! So I guess I'll be on the move for a while, eh? Not allowed to make any more vids anyway. Now you can see the title of the film here. Yeah. Impossible Anomalies, camera on left side helmet showing right side of rifle. Which is a film for peace in the world against the huge crimes they're doing upon us. And the YouTube Nazis, they don't like this. You see what I mean? So, for talking about peace, that's what I told you, you know? The hate speech rules are there to silence up the peacemakers by the war makers. So, check out the title and maybe you'll find it somewhere in the rabbit hole, eh? Look, I was just showing in this video, giving the proofs by the footage that the shooter, he had a camera on the left side of his helmet. But yet, in this video game video, it's showing the right hand, the right side of the rifle all the time. While he's having the camera on the left side and on his right hand shoulder. And it's showing not the left hand side, but the right hand side. It just made a stupid video game, and I'm not allowed to say that. Yeah, look, it's about the violent criminal organization's policy. Well, I'm not in a violent organization. Get out of here. Look, they think it's a soccer match. Look at this. The referee is giving me the yellow card. Get out of here. You know, this is what these evildoers do. You know, what's up as above, so below, reverse speech. It says, content that how your content violated the policy, content that glorifies violent criminal organizations or incites violent acts against individuals. Well, my video is against that violence and violent criminal organization. See, they're all liars. It's all satanic, you know, it's all reversed speech what they do, especially those pinkless killers. They're the ones probably behind it, and they want my other videos gone, so they take this one here, because it's the nearest they can get, like. Here, look, what can do an appeal, you know? It's like a court case. Community guidelines strikes. Look at that. Here's the film. Impossible Anomalies, camera on left side helmet. Well, that's all, you know? So here can do an appeal, so I do that in a minute. You'll see what I write them. I call them YouTube Nazis, because they are, right? I don't give a fuck anymore, anyway, you know. It's ridiculous, you know. Everything is corrupted. It's all nepotism, corruption. You know, it's the Swiss Nazis and the Swiss authorities flagging my videos, you know, massively, you know, for other reasons than what they give here, yeah? Yeah, look, this is what I wrote them back, you know. This, here it says, this video is against violence and against Nazism. And in my channel, I only do videos for peace in the world. So by deleting this video for peace, you YouTube Nazis yourself advocate violence and act against your own corrupt community. So here it goes on. Community policies. By the way, Swiss Nazis massively flagging my videos. You know, I shouldn't be wasting my time with all these sort of things. I should be doing videos for you all, you know, for humanity. They're just wasting my time, and I'm already tired. I've got a burnout. I'm exhausted. And I have to, you know, waste my time and energy with all this here, you know. It's the same for the last 4 years. I wasn't been able, you know, to do the videos I wanted to do because I don't have a house, I don't have a place to live. I'm wasting my time just by surviving, sleeping outside in the snow and all that. Just wasting my time. They're wasting my time and your time here with all this, you know. And this is so typical of this society. They just try to warn you out, you know. a bunch of Nazis they are, you know. They're the ones who, you know, with their policies, they're the ones in favor for violence and all that, you know. And if somebody does something against it, you know, you get all, yeah, well, it's like a court case, you know. Well, you can't see it here, but before, you know, you only got 300 letters, you know. You can't even say what you want to say, you know. They're going to lead you into what you may say, like, you know. No more words. It's disgusting, really. Yeah, look, here it is. Impossible Anomalies. I don't even know what the title was anymore. Here it says, removed. Today, February 28th, is today. I was even on it only for bloody a few hours, that's all. And here it says in the red, removed. Treat you as a criminal because you tried to do something for humanity and for peace and against all violence. And they just turn it around. It's all reversed speech, eh? Like this guy here, you know, the king there, you know, look at him. He knows what reverse speech is, eh? And you too, eh, Swissy? Yeah, look at this, you know? Yeah. But okay, Swiss can go on, you know, doing their propaganda and all that, you know. Yeah, I'm going to show you some of their propaganda videos. Yeah, look, it's another thing they do. Of course, the Swiss, they flagged me. You know, the Swiss Nazis, they flagged me for, like, they say, well, this is a Nazi, or I'm talking about, you know, they just turn it around, you know, because Switzerland is clean and neutral and all this. So I talk about this video here about Abu Musab al-Swissi, you know, the Swiss terrorist who's behind the terrorist attacks in Europe and in America. He was of the Amniyat Katiba Furgan of the, well, I can't even say the word from what organization he was, eh? And so they do an AIDS restriction here, look. An AIDS restriction for talking against violence. You know, it says here, if a video contains violent or graphic content, well, it doesn't, that appears to be posted in a shocking, sensational, or disrespectful manner, which isn't, is less likely to be allowed on YouTube. You know, we also don't allow content that's intended to incite violence. I don't do this, fuckers. Or encourage you dangerous activities. I don't do this. You, well, I'm not going to say that. Look, there was another form. I didn't even see that. You know, it's like already a month ago, I suppose. I'm sorry, I forgot to show you what I wrote in the appeal. Oh, YouTube's going to like it. I call them Nazis. Like before, this, I put the same text in it, actually. And, oh, look, there he is. Hey, Swissy, hey, I'm talking against you, what you do in the world, Swissy. And of course, you flagged me, hey, tried to delete my film. But the YouTube Nazis only AIDS restricted it. Hey, Swissy, I know what you're doing, hey. What does it say? Yeah, well. So look, this one here, the AIDS restriction I just showed you. It's from February 18th. Now we are the 28th. Here it says. 14 Tagen, 10 days ago. I just discovered it. Now, I have no time for all this. And I'm trying to make a video. The four last video, you know, the one about the Swiss leaks. I've been working on it for almost 2 weeks. All the time, in the evening, in the night, during the day. You know, I have no time for this. It cost me already all my energy. You know, if you try to, I'm not a consumer, you know, I'm a producer. If you try to make things, you know, it takes all your energy. And, you know, you can't make videos if your battery is only like 50%, like on your tablet or on your cell phone or whatever, you know. You can't, because you're creating something. You need more than being 50% ready with your energy. You know, if I'm at 50, 60%, I already can't do it anymore, because you need a little bit more than 60% or 50% of your energy level to do this, to be creational, you know, creative. Sorry, losing my English, eh? Too much froggy talking French, eh? Yeah, you know, it's costing all my energy. I have no time and energy for all this, you know? Oh, it's disgusting what they're doing, you know? Look, I'm just going through all the mails here on my channel. This is from January 29, 2020. It was already a month ago. I've never seen this before, Look, another one is age restricted, Confederatio Helvetica. Well, guess who has been flagging me? Hey, it says it was flagged to us for review. They just give the tools to to the hate speeches and the real Nazis and the real criminals to flag someone. That's what it is for. So who's Confederatio Helvetica, and it also talks about the goddess and all that, and that the pink list killers, they are walking around in pink t-shirts saying, "I'll kill the matriarchy." So you know that the pink list killers are behind it as well. They got all the tools to do it, right? So then YouTube, they make a compromise, like, make everybody happy, make me happy so they don't strike me, and give it an age restriction, But now and then, they'd say, well, we just have to strike him once in a while, because we get so many flags, Hey, Swissy. So, oh, I can do an appeal. Well, let's do the appeal then, eh? So here it is. The title is Confederatio Helvetica Matriarch. Oh, you're not allowed to talk about the matriarchy and the goddess. No, don't talk about it. And the title, The Goddess of Wars on Peaceful Fathers, Sons and Brothers. No, don't talk about the goddess like this and about the matriarchy. No. It's a woman after all. They can do what they want, and the pink listers as well. So this is what I'm saying here. It's the same title here. This video is against violence and against Nazism. And in my channel, I only do videos, well, etc. You can't read it anymore. So, and I call them YouTube Nazis in it, eh? Yeah, the community guidelines appeal. I probably have a lot more of these, eh? So, but yeah, well, I don't feel like going through all the mails all the time, It's the same thing with the children guidelines, and just skip it, I'm not gonna. They should bring my channel Gure back instead of me clicking on every video if a child can see it. I don't know what their what the what they mean with it, actually, what are the conditions of their conditions of what a child may see and not see. I don't even know that, The pedophiles probably know it much better than I, eh? And the Swissies with their Swiss children slaves and all that, they know it. Look, there's another one from January 8th this year. It got removed as well. The name was Heil Five Mason Hitler Templar Nazis Murdered the National Socialist Workers and German Hope. Ah, yeah, okay, I get it. They don't want us to know that, in fact, there's a difference between Nazis and National Socialists. That the Nazis, they killed the National Socialists, and the National Socialists, they were for the German people, as well as the Nazis were against the German people. And this is intel they don't want us to know. So they removed it because of hate speech against Mr. Hitler. Hate speech against Hitler. Oh, you YouTube Nazis, you bunch you are. Yeah, look, there's a whole bunch of videos here. They all got like deleted, video appeal, violated community guidelines, or you name it, This is 2019 here, 2018. Here's some more restricted your account, Homeland, appeal. It's like a bloody court case every time, eh? For nothing, eh? It's a bloody kindergarten. I'm a grown up man, I don't want to be treated like this, eh? Pisses me off, eh? Pink list killers all behind there, eh? Look, they also removed my Vimeo account last year on August 29, 2019. Vimeo, I had it called Gure, like after my deleted YouTube channel. I get deleted all over, folks. Soon I won't be there anymore, eh? I'll see you in paradise then, or whatever. Yeah, look, and I wrote him this as an appeal, I think. You know, it's already last year. Also, it's also August the 29th. They also have an appeal. It's like a bloody court case for doing nothing. Hey, they treat you as a criminal, bastards. You know, look again, August 29th. Your account has been removed by the Vimeo staff for violating our guidelines. Oh God, how could you do that? Reason, Vimeo does not allow videos that harass. Oh, I didn't harass anything, honey. Incite hatred. Oh, I don't, I'm against hatred. Or include discriminatory or defamatory speech. I don't do that stuff, honey. You pink list killers. Yeah, and this one is from Daily Motion. Votre compte a été désactivé from Saturday, September the 21st, 2019. Just after Vimeo. They all had me like in a month time, they all had me down. Yeah. Well, anyway, you French, you collaborated with the Nazis anyway. You demolition. Damn Nazis you are. And this is what they wrote as well. Daily Motion. Oh, why did they put the O like this and like sticking to the M, eh? Because they want us to see this, eh? Why did they don't? Oh, they do it here as well. Why is that, eh? Why is that? Ah, oh, the M, Mason, the compass. Oh, there's a reason, eh? Okay, they write me, cher Guré, nous sommes au regret de vous annoncer que votre compte Dailymotion a été désactivé pour non-respect de nos conditions d'utilisation, l'équipe Dailymotion. Oh, mais bien sûr, oui, mais je vous en prie, madame. Oui. Why don't you write it in fucking pink, your Dailymotion stuff, eh? But all this here is no problem for YouTube, eh? I almost said it again, eh? Look, here it says Kantonspolizei Zürich, the P here. They're doing like Nazi propaganda videos like Leni Riefenstahl, you know, to make us believe that they are clean and, you know, and taking a piss out of other people like this one here, eh? And there's no problem. And there's even worse on YouTube, as you know, like all the porno stuff. And if I would show that to you, this film get deleted immediately, you know, so I'm not going to do that. But you know what I'm talking about, eh? Or here you can see the Bernese police with 2 million views already. Look at his hands, you know. What's he doing, all this Freemason stuff here? And they probably financed this video through the extortion they're doing instead of looking for, you know, terrorist attackers like Abu Musab al-Swisri, you know, from the Amniyat Katiba Furgan. They didn't find him, eh? But they knew all about it. And they knew all about the crypto AG and about Permindex. But now, instead of it, you know, they do their Nazi Leni Riefenstahl propaganda films, eh? And they finance this with the ransom money of my kidnapping, 20,000 Swiss francs that they just extorted out of a defenseless family, you know. But no, YouTube has no problem with that, eh? You know, look, he's doing it again, you know, he's giving the Templars V sign here, just like Churchill, but in another way, like the Freemason stuff here. Why is he doing it? Look at his eyes, you know, look. They are creepy there, man. And a bunch of organized liars. You won't believe it. Oh, how I suffered there for 20 years, eh? Well, I know them now, eh, Swissy? I know you. Watch my film, The Swiss Beast, Home of the Devil, part one and part two. You know, and don't have yourself fooled by this here, eh? And what about the copyright stuff, you know, showing Star Wars and all that? Oh, no, we are the Bernese Swiss police. We can do it, eh? No problem. Yeah, look, I got the answer. You know, it came a few days ago on Saturday, February 29th. Decision on your video appeal. Well, they say it's in violation with our community guidelines, you know. So for showing that, you know, the guy had a camera on the left-hand side of his helmet. And it shows in the video the right-hand side of his rifle. It's impossible. If he has the camera on his left-hand side, you know, it should show on the left-hand side of the rifle. And he is right-handed. You can see that in the video. So he even has it on his right shoulder, you know. So only for saying this, you know, I get my video deleted, eh? And Trump is not going to do anything about it. You know? Neither he's going to help Assange or anybody else. It's just about economics, money, 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 money. Trumpstein, yeah? So the community guidelines, I'm doing it for the community, you know? We're being lied to. I do this for the community, not against the community. You liars, you scoundrels you are. So, Donald, what are you going to do about our freedom of speech and about the Swiss Gestapo terrorizing whistleblowers and then make some Leni Riefenstahl Nazi propaganda films for the police making secret Freemasons and hand signs? What are you going to do about that, eh?
Well, I do them myself. Them Freemason hand signs together with one of the seven Swiss heads of state here on Swiss Templars Day, August the 1st, 2019, who joined in gladly doing the ISIS oval hand sign together because we're one big happy Per'ah family all over the world. Therefore, the joining here in Pharaoh's Per'het White House.
So you can see the joining here. On the chimney here, probably in marble, eh? They love marble. It means one for all and all for one. It's like a chain or a chain of command. The joining. So here you can see that, folks, on the website of the US Embassy in Bern of Switzerland and the Steinses of Liechtenstein, like Larry Silverstein, Jeffrey Epstein, Brian Epstein, Harvey Weinstein, Bernard Weinstein, and Fred Flintstein of the Stonemasons of Egypt. Yeah, this is what Donald Trumpstein wrote to his Swiss pals. On behalf of the people of the United States of America, well, dear Mr. President, on behalf of the people of the United States of America, it's my pleasure to congratulate the people of Switzerland as you celebrate your National Templars Day on August the 1st. The United States deeply values Switzerland's vital partnership in promoting our shared ideals of economic freedom. Well, wait a minute, where's the freedom of speech, eh? It's only economic freedom. Come on. And as we and democracy, well, you know what a democracy is. It's only so they can get elected democratically. There is none for us. And as we discussed when you visited the White House on May 16th, the United States look forward to strengthening our deep economic relationship. I was only talking about economics, eh? That's all, you know, no freedom of speech relationship or protection of whistleblowers relationship or the protecting the citizens relation. No, economic relationship. Well, I go on. And promoting innovation together while you reflect on the proud history, prosperity and success of the Swiss Confederation. Well, please know that the United States greatly values your friendship and steadfast commitment to our common interest. Sincerely, Donald J. Trumpstein. You know, it says our common interest. You know, what is it? Well, he says it. It's just economically. It says twice, economic relationship and economic freedom. That's all. That's all, folks. And you work for it. And they take what you work for. The slaves, eh? There's only two people. And he said it. The haves and the have-nots. Oh, President Trumpstein, ein more thing. Wir in the Swiss have the big problems with ein South African. Can you do something about that? We make the official, yeah, and make the agreement to block the South African and the YouTube videos and make the signature here in the book. And we make the official with the little finger on the pulse of the Freemason handshake, yeah? So you can all see that, eh? He's putting his little finger on the pulse. That's Freemasonry, eh?
That's a good idea, my Swiss friend, because this South African is telling too much about me to who I really am. Me, the King of America with British and Scandinavian aristocratic roots. And I don't want those Texans guys to find out. They'd feed me to the alligators in Louisiana by the Cajuns. So here's my video. You can punch it in and have a look.
And because of that great economic freedom he talked about, President Trumpstein came back to Davos, Switzerland, this year at the World Economic Forum, the WEF. And putting on his red tie for the old world order, Per Tasser, Red House, transmitting his royal pharaonic bloodline. Whereas another of the seven heads of state of the beast in the Alps, wearing the blue tie, transmitting he wants war. And his name is Per Seth, from Per Seth, Per Seth. The house of Seth, the lord of the underworld. And he says, Switzerland ready to strengthen excellent relationship with the US. Now, what does he mean with that, eh? Well, that's of course a reference to the CIA Crypto AG scandal, which flew up just a week later. Eh, Swissy?